This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I do appreciate the time you spend with me, but head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there as well, and I want you to do a lot up there. I mean, seriously. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. So, the stuff that goes on college campuses is just amazing. And some of you don't really, you don't understand. You don't, you think it's like it was when you went to college, you know, back in 1931. And, or 1970s, so everybody's just smoking a little dope and, you know, going to class and getting their, think about that. There's a lot of guys out there that were their lawyer degrees, that were deep potheads in college. I mean, that should give you a nice warm fuzzy. But the stuff that goes on college campuses today is 80% social justice warrior stuff. I'm being nice. Notice I said stuff. Right? And what are they learning? We are what? 47th in math and science across the globe? We shouldn't be. We used to be number one. We used to be among the top five at least. Check it out. I mean, I'm telling you, you can. This stuff is so easily Googled and looked up and what have you. And again, it's amazing to me that we allow this to happen, and parents aren't paying attention. Again, I'm not beating on all parents. Some of you, I know some of the schools that have been mired in controversy over the last couple of years, I know their admissions are down. They're not getting as much money from donors as they used to get from alumni because the college has gone like hardcore left. You have George Washington University pushing social justice classes. Seriously? You think that's what Washington was all about? Ah, he's an old white guy. Nobody cares. Harvard University professor claims in a new academic study that the merit-based admission process at an elite universities, it reproduces inequality. Yeah. Harvard education professor Natasha Wariku draws on interviews with 98 white native-born students at Harvard, Brown, and the University of Oxford. She said the study is called What Meritocracy Means to Its Winners, the Admissions, Race, and Inequality, and it's published in the Journal of Social Sciences. But they should change that. She called the Journal of Social Justice. Get right, just do it. Just call it what it is. During the interviews Wariku conducted between 2009 and 2011, these students were asked to sound off on whether they felt their school had meritocracy admissions, and if they supported the affirmation action, or I'm sorry, affirmative action. Many answered the second question affirmatively and hailed the benefit of a diverse student body. Well, Of course we want diversity. Who doesn't? You know what I thought was really interesting is for a group of people that love diversity, when we were looking for our house, we actually asked a real estate agent, you know, what the community was like. What was the makeup? And she said she couldn't tell us. I said, you're kidding me. I mean, not to be rude, but I don't want to live in an all-white neighborhood. I want diversity. I don't care who lives here. I don't want anybody to be like me. You nuts? You don't want everybody like me. Believe me. She couldn't tell me. So I couldn't choose to live in a diverse area. I had to hope after I bought the house that it was a diverse area. But Waruku seemed concerned with students' responses. Analyzing data from these interviews years later, Waruku points out that students' approaches the diversity suggests that they internalize the rhetoric of the school admissions office, even if they had disagreed with the policies like, you know, athletic recruitment or legacy admissions before coming to campus. Unlike the other campus domains in which there was a history of social protest among college students. You mean like up at Berkeley, where the initial protests were about free speech. The initial protests were about freedom of choice and to live your life. And now the protests are all about shutting down free speech, creating safe spaces where you don't have to hear things that you don't want to hear, shutting down open dialogue and I don't say freedom of thought, but a free flow of thought. According to Waruku, U.S. students espouse a collection of understanding of merit, but only value collective merit for its impact on themselves, not for social justice or for the collective good of society. I don't know if I agree with this. I mean, what student? It's like the polls. Who are they asking? What's the question? How is the question aimed? Do you see what I mean? They're not espousing, for example, a vision of multiculturalism that emphasizes group identities and the need to support ethnic and racial groups in society. I mean, seriously. A lot of these kids are young. They're going into college. It's what they're hearing from the professors. Who do they trust? Who do they not trust? It's really funny. We've gotten to the point where we've taught our kids not to trust the people they love them, trust the people that are teaching them. I think I've told you this a million times, but there's been studies done that, along the lines of that the most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. Quite interesting how much power they have. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died.
I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Give me your email address. Head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me get, you know, I've been meaning to do this for a long time, and I haven't. You know, Al Gore's running around again, and he's kind of flying under the radar, with that big, ugly, pollutant plane of his. Where do these carbon credits go? I've always wondered what they actually do with this. Are there like big scrubbers in the air somewhere, and that's what they use to clean? I don't get it. I'm curious. I mean, what do they do with the carbon credits for real? Are they there to buy new oxygen? Because, you know, they claim that we're sucking the oxygen, you know, burning it up, we're polluting it, we won't be able to breathe it. I mean, what are we going to make a big hole in the atmosphere and draw out all the bad air and bring in good? I don't get it. What are they doing with this? But there's a chapter in my book called The Global Warming and Oz. And I did it for a reason, because seriously, with some of the stuff that they come up with, and when you talk to science or scientists, and there's more than just the 6 or 12 or 27 that claim, come on, think about this, that claim that global warming is real. You know, when they did this, what they didn't tell you was that the 97% of the scientists that agreed with this, I mean, what did they send out, like 6,000 requests for responses to this, and they got a couple of hundred? Because the other guys looked at it and went, give me a break, threw it away. They wouldn't even answer it. But really what this comes down to is this. Remember, I've always said this is proof positive that you can get people to believe almost anything. And to me, this is kind of the and this happens on the right too. This isn't just to the left. People who follow no matter what. And I'd like to know how many times one has to get predictions wrong before we kick them to the curb, before we fire them, before we don't listen to them anymore. You know, for my Christian friends and my Jewish friends, you know what happened in the Old Testament to the prophets, right? When they had a prediction, when they said something was from God or what have you, and it didn't come true, they stoned him. And I'm not talking about with a joint either. So 2015 marked the 15th anniversary of Al Gore's prediction in the front of a German audience that the North Polar ice cap, ready for this, would be completely ice-free in 5 years. So technically, he got it wrong three times over, right? That the entire North Polarized cap would disappear in 5 years. He gave that speech to a German audience in the year 2000. I picked 2015 because I don't have to take off all my shoes and what have you, right? So let that sink in for a second. So if he got it wrong and he never went back and fixed it, where's the science come from? Is the science, does that mean the science is flawed? Does that mean that he lied? I mean, I need an explanation here before I go on to believe anything else he says. He predicted back in 2009, some of the models suggest that there's a 75% chance that the entire North Pole ice cap during some of the summer months could be completely ice-free within the next 5 years. That was in 2009. We're still waiting. Al, give us an update. Because he's still spewing the same stuff. And when something as important as global warming, or what I like to refer to as the global warming, cooling, climate change, covers everything, you'd think we want some accuracy, right? You want some real numbers. You just want to pull people's heartstrings. Because the earth will be gone, their kids will have to wear masks, they won't be able to breathe any cleaner. I mean, that just pulls at everybody's heartstrings, right? And if you think about this, Al Gore has been leading this war forever, and he got it wrong every time. And he continues to get it wrong. And yet some of you have made him the Lord and Savior of climate change, or climate whatever. And you keep following him no matter where he goes, what he says, or what he does. What I thought was really funny was I was in line with these two older women, and they had seen, I guess he had version two of what was his original movie? Inconvenient Truth. An Inconvenient Truth. I guess he did an Inconvenient Truth Part 2 or something. And they were just so excited. They had just saw the movie. And they were two older women, and they were giddy all about it. And I didn't want to ruin their day. I felt like saying to them, so did you see one? Well, if you saw one, why would you go see two when nothing in one actually came to fruition? Why would you do that? And then Al Gore got together with the United Nuts, I mean the UN, and they're made for each other, aren't they? And they raised the alarm. They screamed from the mountaintops that we had, ready for this? We had less than a decade to save the planet. Right? Think about that. For some of you who don't know, a decade is 10 years. Anyway, we had less than a decade to save the planet. Now, the San Jose Mercury News reported on June 30th, 1989, that the senior environmental office at the United Nations, Noel Brown, says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by the rising sea levels if global warming is not reversed by the year 3000? 2050? 2150? No, it was 2000. If we didn't reverse the effects, sea levels were gone by the year 2000. Global warming wasn't even touched, let alone reversed, and the only nations wiped out were those taken by the Russians or ISIS. Think about it. And 15 years later, they're still selling it. They don't even say they made a mistake. They won't even say they had bad data, miscalculations, one of the chips in the computers was bad, nothing. Now, I'm probably saying his name wrong, but George Monbiot, another environmentalist, said that because we won't fix this issue within 10 years, farming worldwide would only be able to feed either animals or humans, but not both. And you know what? Well, you won't know what. Not unless you come back. This is just more lunacy after the break. I'm Joe Bustin, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The forecast places North Carolina in the bullseye of Hurricane Florence.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper declaring a state of emergency because of Hurricane Florence.
First, the ocean surge along our coast. Then the strong winds, which may be higher than the other hurricanes that we have recently experienced. And, of course, inland flooding from heavy rains.
It's actually pretty crazy.
The hurricane prompting colleges to cancel classes. This student at Charleston Southern University in South Carolina evacuating but checking out the waves before he leaves the area.
Folly Beach. It's like right on the coast. We are going to go today just because the waves are going to be pretty good. Tomorrow is when it's starting to get really choppy. That's when everyone's going to have to probably pack up shop.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Really, seriously. I mean, you have to wonder, some of these people, like Al Gore, is he a coward? I mean, seriously, you have to ask the question. You know, why doesn't he come out and deal with these issues that he's been wrong about? So, for those of you who just joined, I'm sorry, I get rolling and I can't stop myself. But if you just joined, we're dealing with climate change, global warming, whatever, right? And Al Gore. And the fact that Al Gore has been right about nothing, absolutely nothing. And yet he keeps taking your money and being paid to speak at these events, and he goes there in his gas-guzzling jet. I just don't get you guys. I mean, seriously. If you're really for this, then why doesn't he take a commercial jet along with everybody else? And if he doesn't want to do that, and he wants to fly, and I get why some people, you know, fly private jet. I understand some of the issues that can come up. Whether it's equipment or other things. Can he fly with somebody else? You mean he tell me he's the only person going to one of those events or symposiums or whatever it is? Conventions? They can't make two stops on the way and pick up other people? No, you know they don't because, look, I live near Burbank Airport. And I can remember when they were lined up with private planes every time there was something going on here in California or in Hollywood. You cannot tell me. You know, there's two dozen Hollywood types that live in Colorado. Why can't they meet at the airport and fly in one plane? No, they're too special for that. Anyway, you know, and these dire numbers. As I said earlier, an environmentalist known as George Monbot said that because we won't fix these issues, because we won't deal with the reality, in 10 years, farming worldwide would only be able to feed either animals or humans, but not both. But in 2002, worldwide numbers of people that went underfed were around 930 million. You ready for this? In 2014, that number dropped to 805 million. I mean, apparently, we're doing the opposite thing. We're going the opposite way by doing what we're doing. and not doing what they're telling us to do. I mean, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer here, but I think that most people, I mean, look around, especially here in the United States, we're eating plenty of food. And we're throwing away plenty of food. So I have to ask, what happened? What is this, like common core math when it comes to this? Another UN golden boy, Rajendra Pachauri, the former head of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, said, hey, if we don't make changes within the next 3 years, it'll be too late. That was in 2007. Maybe he meant 10 years. Maybe he meant 30 years. Maybe they dropped to zero. By 2012, we did nothing. And the too late, whatever that was, never happened. It's now 2018. We're still waiting for a real plan. Mr. Pachauri, who was leading, think about this, he was the leading climate change scientist for the UN. Apparently, he was more interested in chasing women around his office than taking care of too late. He had to resign due to sexual harassment charges. I guess he thought it was getting hotter because, you know, whatever. Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Prince Charles weighed in July of 2009. He warned of the irrevocable climate and ecosystem collapse and all that goes with it. He went on to say that the experts had told him, I'd like to know who the experts were, that we had about 26 months. For some of you who can't count that high, that's a little over 2 years. Before utter catastrophe, 2009, in the September. September 11th came and went. September 2011, not 11, came and went. Yep, you guessed it. Nothing happened. The ecosystem hasn't collapsed. Now, this doesn't mean that, listen, let's get something straight here. It doesn't mean that I'm going through saying, hey, we can, what is it? Doesn't mean to say that we can go on and pollute and do whatever we want to do. That's not what I mean by any stretch of the imagination, seriously. What it means, though, is that these dire, you know, you talk about fear-mongering. They always say that we're the fear-mongers, but look at this. That this stuff is just way, way overblown. 2009, UK Prime Minister Gordon Brown said that there are 50 days left to take action. Only 50. And gold and global warming would be irreversible. 50 days. Okay, first of all, if you're the prime minister of a country, somebody comes and sits down after, you know, whether you believe the earth is a billion years old or 6,000 years or whatever it is, and somebody sits down next to you and hands you a piece of paper that says, hey, the scientists say, we got 50 days or it's over. I'd say, listen, don't go anywhere. We're going to have you drug checked here. 50 days. How do you know? Oh, why not 49? Why isn't it 10 years? Where'd you get 50 days? Right? Now, there was no plan B. There was no actual plan, if you would, as to what really needed to be done to reverse everything in 50 days. Everything that we've done over the last 200 years, because they really don't have data before that, real data, right? Everything that we have done was going to be reversed. How do you do that? I mean, even most loosely held scientific premises, you can't change anything in 50 days. And you remember that climate treaty of 2009, world leaders came together to save the world, and at the time, Canadian Prime Minister and Green Party leader said, hey, the Earth has a long time. Humanity does not. We need to act urgently. We no longer have decades. We only have hours. But in all fairness, he didn't say how many hours. I mean, he could have tens of millions of hours. I don't know what he had in mind. I wish he did. When Obama was elected, many said he only had 4 years to save the world. What a powerful man he was, right? He had total control of government for that first couple of years he was in office. They did absolutely nothing about climate change. Nothing. Didn't take up a bill. Nothing on climate change. And the UN Foundation President Tim Worth said Obama's second term was the last window of opportunity to impose policies to restrict fossil fuel use, and that it's the last chance we have. It's the last chance we have because we're approaching the 2 degrees centigrade, and if we don't do it now, we're done. the world will drastically change. And again, in 2014, France's foreign minister said, we only have 500 days to... See, the first guy was wrong. It wasn't 50 days. It was 500 days. And then when we got it wrong, God just did a reset. Said, okay, I'll give you guys another chance. You got 500 days. Think about that. So France's foreign minister said that we only have 500 days to act and avoid climate chaos. As the baseball players would say, swung on and missed. You see, his meeting was in May of 2014. The climate change meeting happened December 2015. That was 560 days later. No major calamity. I wonder what they talked about. Right? And the UN and others have been repeating the same mantras for years. Act now or else. You know, you got to make things happen. There's never been a major catastrophe. What makes me think they're right about anything they're giving us or feeding us or telling us? They said we'd be covered. We would be covered in snow and ice. Much of the U.S. would be uninhabitable. And that was in the 70s. And they called it global cooling. And they went, oh, dude, maybe we read those computers wrong. Let's try this again. Then they told us it was global warming and that New York would be covered with over 50 feet of water and there would be no ice at the polar ice caps. That would be strike three if we were playing baseball, right? They renamed it the climate change because now they didn't have to worry about being one side or the other. Now, like they say now, right, where some parts of the country are 100 degrees and other parts of the country they're covered in 3 inches of snow, and that's proof of climate change. God, yes. You know, climate does change from area to area, place to place, country to country, North Pole, South Pole, changes all over the place. Right? And now pretty much every major storm, we've got a series of storms coming up on the East Coast. I guarantee you it's because of climate change. You watch. I do know that the fires in California, Jerry Brown will tell you, has nothing to do with the fact that they won't let them trim out the forest, that they won't let them clean it up, they won't let them take the dead stuff out. No, no, no. Has everything to do with climate change. I'm just speechless, at least for about 3 minutes. We'll be back after this. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Don't go far.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
I love horns. Don't you love horns? I love horns. I love brass. I'm Joe, your host. I'm your host show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Okay, come on. You know, you're moving the mouth for 3 hours. You get a little goofy, too, after a while. Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I was just reminded this was supposed to be college campus crazies, but really? This climate change, warming, global cooling, whatever it's called these days, is being pushed like crazy on college campuses. And it'd be great to have you young students, if any of you are listening, it'd be great to have any of you ask your professor these questions. You know, how many times do you think in the college world a professor who may get the experiments wrong, not coming out the way they're supposed to, just screwing up all the time? I almost asked the question, how long would he have a job? And in today's environment, you never know. He might get tenure for doing that. But would you believe your doctor? If you went to your doctor like 7 times in a row for a rash you had in your neck and he called it wrong every time and he gave you the medication wrong every time and it didn't fix it, didn't do anything about it, would you keep going? I hope you wouldn't keep going to that guy. That's kind of what I'm saying here. Al Gore is the climate change god. And yet he's got nothing right. And the people he points to. And the whole movement that started in the 70s, nothing they pushed has come to fruition. Absolutely nothing. Right? So think about it. And again, you go from climate, global cooling in the 70s. That's where that started. And then when it got into the 80s, it didn't quite work out. It was global warming. And then when that didn't quite work out, they turned it to climate change. Because that's kind of a catch-all, right? So that's like saying Kleenex for every tissue paper, because it's tissue paper. For every throwaway snot rag available at the supermarket, they call it Kleenex. Kleenex is actually a brand. So they renamed it to climate change. Why'd they do that? So they wouldn't have to worry about accuracy. From now on, everything that happens in the world, or in the weather world, is due to climate change. We'd have less hurricanes, climate change. More hurricanes, climate change. Snow in June, climate change. Floods in June, climate change. Less earthquakes, climate change. More earthquakes, climate change. You get the picture? Let me help you out. Right? For you trollers on the left that are listening right now and really just losing your minds over this, you know how you hate rich people? I mean, you do. You hate. You think people too much money. Barack Obama himself said anything over $3 million is too much money. You are making Al Gore and many others very, very rich. They have money. You can follow behind them. They have money falling out of their pockets. They're rich. Meanwhile, the Earth continues on its natural 5 billion-year cycle, just as it always has. You know, before we were able to keep records, before we wrote down all this stuff, guess what? It's still moving. It's still doing what it's supposed to be doing. I get the biggest kick out of this. And it's not because I want to see the Earth have its problems. That's not the goal here. But what to say here is the science doesn't work. It doesn't prove itself out. Right? You know, earlier when I was talking about, campus reform, we were doing articles. If you head over to campusreform.org if you really want to see what's going on college campuses. But earlier, you know, we were talking about how, what do the Dems want? What do they want to turn around? What do they want to change for real? David Brooks of the New York Times said that Trump had to go because of how he might act if something serious occurred. Well, let's think about that. Mm-hmm. When Syria crossed the chemical line a while back, he did act. He bombed the crap out of them for a while, and it stopped, at least for a while. You mean with the ISIS beheadings? I think they stopped. What did your guy do about that? Nothing, right? What did your guy do? What did Mr. Obama actually do when something serious happened? When he drew the red line in the sand, I believe he drew it in sand. He painted the red line in the sand because it's easy to cover up and move it again. He did nothing. Did absolutely nothing. When he was in the middle of negotiating with Iran, or that wonderful deal and giving them all that money, and then they took a bunch of our sailors captive. And they broke the Geneva Convention by taking pictures of them on their knees with their hands on their heads, which is illegal. Obama never said anything about that. Where was his Secretary of State during that time? What was the State Department doing to get them freed? And then when he got freed, what did we do? We kissed their, we didn't kiss their boots, we licked their boots. Oh, how thankful we were they let our guys go. First of all, they should have never taken a prisoner to begin with. There's a question still today as to whether those boats were even in Iranian water. But since the Iranians feel like they own everything, what else would it have been, right? I mean, seriously, think this thing through. Yeah, I want him to act. Unlike the last president, I want him to act. I want him to do something to change ourselves, to make life better for us. On the job front, I guess Obama was right. I guess Trump did have a magic wand that he didn't even know about. Because remember when Obama was saying, how do you think you're going to bring jobs back? We got a magic wand or something he's going to wave? Well, guess what? You ready for this? American manufacturers, this is out of Market Watch, a story from Market Watch. So the American manufacturers now growing at a fastest rate or fastest pace in 14 years. Now this goes past Bush and Oblamo and now to Trump. So manufacturing, the manufacturing index leaped to 61% in August. It's the fastest it's grown. I mean, think about things that are growing quicker than before. Right? Now, the U.S. manufacturers are putting the pedal to the metal. Now, there is an issue. There is a problem for suppliers of metals who are hurt by the tariffs. But you know what? When you're trying to fix something, there's always pain. Look, not picking on anybody because, you know, I was real, very, very, very overweight, if you would. But here's the deal. It's very painful to stop eating that Hot Fudge Sundae every day. It's very painful to stop having a candy bar every day. It's very painful not to have two cheeseburgers every day. It is. It truly is. But that's how you have to get better. You've got to give up. There is some pain involved in getting better. And we have been paying these crazy things for so long, whether it's tariffs, taxes, whatever you want to call them, we've been paying these for so long that we didn't know how to fix it. I can tell you how. You won't like it. But you have to start cutting back on this. That has to be a level playing field. And I do disagree with my friend David Fisher. When it comes to capitalism, you know, capitalism, yeah, it is a free flow of goods in the market. But is it really a free flow when one market has pretty much no EPA, no union regs on it or anything like that, and another market does? It has all of those things to make it hard. When our market costs us 35 to 40% more to produce a product than somebody else does, not because of the materials we're using, but it's because of the way our government handles things. It's because of, again, because of unions and regulations and that kind of stuff. So the only way to do that, if there's a union involved, then both companies need to have unions. Both companies need to have the EPA regulations. Both companies need to have the same restrictions. The numbers. American manufacturers are on a roll. Business conditions surge in August to a 14-year high. That's according to industry executives. The Institute for Supply Management said that its manufacturing index jumped to a 14-year high of 61% last month. Now, that's up from 58 in July. Now, these readings over 50% indicate more companies are now expanding instead of shrinking. Hello. What does that tell you? That means more businesses coming in. They need more people to run the lathes, the machines, and so forth. This is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. Now, the ISM's new order index climbed 3.2 points to 65, and the employment gauge rose 2 points to 58%. Now, they track this through 16 to 18 different industries or industries within their industry. And the index is compiled from a survey of executives who order raw materials and other supplies for the companies. Now, the big picture. Here's the big picture. It's the growth in the U.S. economy exploded this spring in the third quarter. But just in case you didn't hear this, Obama's responsible for that. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Right? As an illustration, one of the few industries to contract in August was primary metals. A grouping that includes steel and aluminum producers. Now, the U.S. tariffs and retaliatory foreign measures have made it harder. And even though it's harder to buy those materials, it's harder to get them in, we're still growing. What does that tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Thanks for joining me. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Tell your friends and loved ones about the show.